Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh, the catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Mike Young. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Ken Gerhart. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second, the second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third, the first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth, the DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth, the catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bell. Castillo moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castillo. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Knight applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo misplays the ball. That's an error on Hinzo. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Bell reaches second base with a double. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 2 to nothing. Indians. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets strikes out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knight is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castillo moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheets throws the ball into Ripken who tags Hinzo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Butler scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gerhart bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Young scores. Dwyer moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 5-3, Orioles. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Ripken scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Alan Wiggins pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Gerhart moves to second. It's 7-3, Orioles. Reggie Ritter now pitching. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Gerhart moves to third. Wiggins moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hinzo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhart. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-4 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Ritter covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Orioles. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Bell reaches second base with a double. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.